All right, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
It's automatic.
All right, hey, so...
No, this was on purpose.
I don't think Charlie would do that. If Callis pulled it, I would think.
Hot take.
It's part of the rotation.
Hot take. Not so hot take. This is not about the state of West Virginia.
Oh, get out of here.
Hotter take.
It's about a pony for home.
Hotter take. It's actually a good tune.
It's a great tune. So is Sweet Caroline. It's a great song.
It's a great tune, but it is about the Shenandoah River and the western part of the state of Virginia.
I'd rather talk about koalas having sex.
How about we talk to our man, our partner, not your partner, Crowley, but Doran and my partner, Mr. Hillgrove.
Yeah, you guys just take it. You just take it from here, because that was not my fault. I'm going to get blamed for it.
Parr, that's a nice shirt you got on.
Well, thank you very much. And you too.
Billy.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm a John Denver fan, but, you know, there is a time and a place for everything.
No doubt about that. This Pit Conversation with Bill Hillgrove is brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. All right, Bill, before we do get into basketball, because I'd like to get into basketball with you, not how the Panthers drew it up, obviously, last week, but 18th in the college football playoff rankings, your expectation taking on Virginia at home under the lights?
I think you just have to put it in the rearview mirror, erase it if you can, and just move forward. And I know some fans were disappointed, and, you know, I kind of pick up the drift on social media. But the season's not over. You still have a lot to accomplish. And the next up is Virginia. They've had their moments this year, but defensively they're ranked in all but two categories in double digits. So that's probably where the Panthers should be able to control the game. But, you know, you still have to go out and play. You can't throw that helmet out there and say, okay, there's a W. You have to go out and back it up, and I think that's what Pat Narduzzi has to have them do.
Billy, you know, it's easy for us to talk about and to look forward, but do you have any worry that this team might look forward to next week whenever they take on Clemson at home and knowing how big that game is?
I don't know that this team does that. I don't think they look ahead because – Well, then you can obviously say, well, the last week's performance was based on the fact that they were looking ahead to Virginia. You know, I just don't buy that. I think every chapter is its own, and I think Pat Narduzzi has the right attitude. Go 1-0 every week, and it's time to go 1-0.
Go 1-0 and control what you can control. And, Billy, the team's got to make adjustments, but so do you. We had a malfunction in the booth on Saturday. We had a chart.
My goodness. The wind picked up my sheets and magnets for Pitt on offense and blew them right out the window. And we were hoping to be able to retrieve it from a fan down below, but that never happened. So, Pat, thanks to your extra chart, we got by. Lesson learned. And in all these years, I'm still learning lessons. Bring two sheets. Bring a backup sheet just in case.
Are you going to use any tape to reinforce this week?
I think maybe tape also helps, because we're getting to that part of the year. And, you know, this not only affects us, Pat, but it affects the players. You know, November weather is a little different than what you've experienced in September and October. So you got to get ready for that part of the year, too. And you know, any kicker will tell you that ball gets a little harder and a little slipperier, you know, when the end of the season approaches.
Bill Hillgrove with us here on the Fan Morning Show in the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Man, Jalen Lowe was good the other night, but it's not just Jalen Lowe, Bill. I mean, Pitt's got guards for days, and seems like they've got length for days, too. Your thoughts on the first game and kind of your thoughts on where this Pitt team will wind up this season?
Well, I think they're going to be good and probably – finish higher than they're picked, but you know, that's still pretty good to be picked fifth in that conference. The guards are outstanding, and you know, the more I watched Lowe, the more I think we're lucky to have him. And I think next year, maybe after this year, he might be gone, who knows. But we had Cummings on the air after the game, and what a mature young man he is now. Because of Lowe, he's not going to get that much playing time as he might in the future. But, you know, you're right. They are stacked with guards. Friday night when we were in Fort Worth to watch Jamie Dixon's TCU Horned Frogs take on the Razorbacks of Arkansas. One of our illustrious donors was in the audience. I won't name, but he said, we're better than both those teams. And Arkansas came into the season ranked. So I have high expectations for Jeff Capel and this squad.
Bill, appreciate your time. As always, you are the best. And just tape that thing down this time, all right?
All right. I will.
I got you, partner.
Duct tape.
Sorry about the intro music. Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Billy.
Not my fault.
I honestly think you did that on purpose.
I would not have done that to Bill.
Or just did it?
No, Charlie didn't do that.
It's a rotational thing, and I don't think it has the title of the song.
I've been coming on the show with you guys for
over a year.
Over a year. I've not once heard that played.
Callis just changed all the music beds,
yeah,
so we're doing different music.
And then he takes the week off?
The timing was bad on that. I'm not even going to lie about that.
The timing of it played the other day, and I was like, what is this?
And last time I checked, it's the flagship station of Pitt Athletics.
This is a great song.
Not West Virginia.
It didn't play at this time the last time it played on Tuesday.
Well, it's not going to work that way.
We're going to have to – maybe we should get Adrian in here.
To beat up Callis? It's his fault.
I would like to apologize to
– See?
I didn't – I only see it because in the log it comes up as – the sausage is made. It comes up as K
Adam's
morning,
favorite song.
It says K morning bed. And then it only in very, very small letters in the top left hand corner will say like a, it just said,
you don't have to take up. For
it just said mountain.
You don't have to take up for him.
You have literally nothing to do with this. Right. This is all the dude in the West Virginia sweatshirt and we've got issues.
Yes.
So yeah, we could talk nice about animal STDs, but now we've got a problem.
Yeah,
shall we talk
in the face?